Learning from data is universally useful. Master it and you'll be welcomed anywhere. You're listening to the Pointers in 10 podcast, your insights in tech, career, personal brand, and tips for nailing your next interview. I am your host, Lily Edina Mbuchi. We have been 2 seasons in, and here is season 3. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where in the world you're listening to me. Today, I'll be speaking to Jeffrey Dagadu, who is a data scientist at Stanbic Bank Ghana. And we'll be discussing or exploring the topic, why are we mining data? In a moment, we'll get to know about data, what it is, its importance for not just institutions or organizations, but for us as persons, and even what roles we can play in getting and using data for good. So Jeffrey, thank you for joining me, and I'm happy to be talking to you today. So if you can hear me clearly, you can share something briefly about yourself. Again, maybe I left something out, or maybe I should say that you have passion for supporting people also, especially young people. You've been very supportive of our work at the Hackler Foundation, and we want to appreciate you. And I see the work you do also on the side, trying to teach people about data science, and I think that's really impressive. So Jeffrey, you're welcome.
Sure. Thank you very much, Lily, for having me. It's a pleasure to join you on the discussion today. And like you rightly said, so I work as a data scientist at Stanbic, and I'm a technology enthusiast. I really love technology. So my life, and in fact, everybody's life these days revolves around technology. So when I'm not trying to pretend like I can predict the future with my data science, I also like to play a lot in home technology. So building smart homes and making my home smart. But data science is something I'm really passionate about. And I'm happy to be having this conversation with you today.
I'm happy to have you. Thank you so much for sharing also about making your home connected. And that's interesting to note. So we're going to start the conversation. And you know, in Ghana, you hear people say data, I don't have data, or my data is finished. I want us to start with that very a question that I think would have people would have had in their mind for a very long time. What is the difference between data that we talk about and the data we hear people use most of the time? What's the difference?
Sure. I think it's a very important distinction to make because both words in our new world are like the in thing now. So data in the context of your mobile device or what connects you to the world is so that's what we refer to as internet data. So unfortunately, the words are quite the same, so people might be able to confuse them. But internet data is just the ability for you to connect to the internet. But the data we've been hearing is much more than the internet data. So data in the context of our conversation today is the quintillions of bytes that we generate every day. It can be information about what we post on social media. It can be our location data. It can be a transaction we do online. So everything that we do generates data, and it's across our whole lives, even related to our health, our blood pressure every second, how our kidney functions, every time we are generating data. I think that's the next thing we do every second aside from breathing. So every second we are generating data in one way or form. And this is quite distinct from what we say when we refer to internet data.
Absolutely. I like how you hammered the point about the gathering of data and how important every of our activity across sectors are really, is really hinged on data. So want to know, right? Why is data considered as a new oil? You hear people say data is a new oil, is a new gold, is important. Why is it that important?
So I think we see how the world shifted, right, in terms of who were the big players in the world. So in the past, the big players were companies that had a lot of physical real estate, or they had a lot of raw materials, were generating physical goods. And then the rise of internet completely switched that. So now you have the big companies as Facebook, Google, Amazon, and all these people thrive on data. So I guess that's why we have the term now that data is a new oil. So data is now the most valuable thing in terms of the business world. And data is the reason why all these big companies are now where they are today and have displaced the big players of the past. So data is why Apple has such a huge market cap, or Facebook is just such a big company. That's basically what they thrive on. But it's also interesting to note that even though the one angle is to say that data is the new oil because of its value, it's quite interesting. I'm not in the mind of the person that coined the term, but even the way we deal with data almost seems like we are dealing with oil, right? And I say this because when you want to really use or make use of data, what really happens in that process is that you have to dig very, very, very deep. So for example, if you want to completely understand your customer, irrespective of whichever line of business you are in, you really have to dig deep into the data, try and understand the customer at a very atomic level to understand the customer from head to toe, to really get value out of the data. And that's almost synonymous to the process for when we are exploring oil. So the process of mining data is almost like the process of exploring oil, where you have to dig till you hit the price. And then the other interesting thing also about the coin of that term is when you get the oil, right, that's not the end. So similar to data, you can have all the data, but if you're not able to really transform that data, just like the way oil is transformed into other products, which really give the value, then you won't really enjoy the use of digging to get all the deep data that you want. So at the end of the day, data is a new oil because of how valuable it is. Once you dig very deep and you hit the price, you then have to get the value out of the data by really developing products and services which will make the lives of your customers better.
Absolutely. So just as one look, everybody will wonder what the quote would have meant, data is a new oil, or would have read many minutes into it. And look at how it's really, really linked in its importance. You mentioned how you have to dig deep and how you have to refine it beyond just a collection. So that's really important. Thank you for breaking it down and thank you for shedding some light on it. And we want to go on to discuss, right? How are people collecting data? You know, you've mentioned the collection or oil rigging, right? And what comes with it? So are there ways people are doing it that can also be considered illegal because we are mining it, right? How are the ways people are doing it, and how do we do it and do it well?
And I think this is the most interesting conversation of our time today. Just because of the immense amount of value or power that comes from anyone that owns data, there really has to be clear rules around it, because it'll be quite interesting for you to know, all these big companies have a model or something that predicts our next move. And it's so accurate that even sometimes it surprises us. I'm always so thrilled when I log on to YouTube and I can't get off YouTube because YouTube knows me so well. And I just keep clicking next, because everything that it recommends is actually something that I want. So the data allows us to understand people and the way they think and the way they act at a very atomic level, and which is really power. So in terms of how data should be collected, the world is moving in that direction where the owners of the data really should have the power to determine how their data is used. Otherwise, if this is not properly regulated, the ones that collect the data can really overuse or really abuse the power that they have in terms of how the data is collected. That's why today in our world, you hear a lot about data privacy. You hear a lot about the GDPR, which and other data privacy regulations, which are really spelled out to protect the customer. And in the broader sense, so this just speaks to how we need to be ethical about how we use and collect the data.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jeffrey. So you've really driven home the point about limitation or regulation when it comes to data collection and its usage. So you won't even look at who is collecting it, for what purposes, and even to a large extent, if the person the data has been collected on knows that it has been done, and if they are being kept in the loop so that people are able to entrust the data they give out for the right purposes and know that it's going to be used for the right one. And in Ghana, because you mentioned GDPR, I know this is more Western. Are there any rules? I know this is maybe off guard, but are there any rules that capture the protection of data?
Yes. So in Ghana, there's a Data Protection Act, which spells out what all data controllers or anyone that collects any sort of personal data is supposed to do in order to protect the customer. So it covers, and I keep using customer but it's just a broader sense of anyone that generates data. So it covers how the data should be stored, It covers things around consent, making it very clear to the user exactly what you're going to use the data for. So for example, if I collect data for a particular purpose and I tell you that's the purpose I'm collecting it for, it will be illegal for me to, for lack of a better word, pass your back and use that data for marketing, for example. So it really spells out to the benefit of the consumer, just because of how much power the ones that collect the data have. It spells out things around how the data should be stored, how it should be protected against cybersecurity because of the world we are in now, how it should be protected against cybersecurity threats because of the world we are in now, and how really the controller should manage the data that is received.
Thank you so much. So now we've got a data, we've mined it. What is important, or what benefit can it have when it's refined for corporations and individuals?
Sure. So the benefits are immense. So the biggest challenge for corporations is really, or the biggest problem we've been trying to solve all this while is how to maximize profits and how to minimize our costs, right? If a company wants to grow their bottom line, they either look for new revenue or how to reduce their costs so that they can get the maximum profits out of the revenue they make. And data is quite interesting because it pulls the curve at both ends. So on one side, it gives you the opportunity for new revenue. So data allows you to generate revenue in either new products that you've never thought of before, or just because of the fact that you understand your customers, you're able to generate more business revenue by being quite relevant to them. And then on the other side as well, it also helps minimize costs, right? So in terms of all the use cases of how data enhances artificial intelligence, for an example, using that data can help you completely minimize your cost in your business. So understanding exactly how your business operates, you can find opportunities to reduce the costs that really drive your business down. So if you think about it in a broad sense, data pulls the curve up in terms of giving you more revenue, and at the same time, gives you a bigger profit by minimizing your cost.
I'm going to ask you an interesting question, so you can give us also some pointers for those who are looking to take roles in the data field. What is the most interesting thing about the job you do as a data scientist, and what are the roles people can also explore?
Sure. So I think the most interesting thing about my role as a data scientist is getting to pretend I can tell the future, right? And I think that's quite the most interesting thing. So coming from a background in statistics, I found data science quite interesting because it brought a different light to all the things that we had studied about math and stats, which is like the foundation of data science. Mm. So the most interesting thing for me is to being able to build a model which accurately predicts to a high level of certainty what is going to happen in the future. And I think that's really quite interesting for me. So, but in terms of the role, so data science has been used loosely to define a broad range of skills that is required in the entire data management lifecycle. But there are so many roles. There are so many different roles in the entire chain. So for example, before even we get to the job of a data scientist, you have a role which is called a data engineer. So the data engineer is the one that really unpacks the data. So today we have multiple data sources which may sit in different pockets. So the data engineer is the one that will really bring those data points together to create a complete story. Aside from the data engineer, so in a large organization with a lot of different business units, you also need a data analyst. So the data analyst serves as your liaison between your core data team and your business team. They really understand the business requirements and are able to sort of translate the seemingly complex data language into English for the business, and really also and be able to translate the business demands back to the data team so that they can execute. And then you also have a role which is called a data architect. So in the grand scheme of things, an architect has to really plan out the system, the infrastructure, how each of the systems talk to each other, how you can really connect the dots in terms of how you're mining or extracting value from the data. And then you also have a data researcher, for example. This is not every role. There are just so many roles that I can't even cover everything. But research is quite key in the world of extracting value from data. So you have a researcher who is trying to understand the ways of getting things done better. And then of course you have the data scientist who works with all these people to also build models, predictive models around the data that has been collected.
Amazing. Would there be any parting words you have for people? So what would you say to the listeners?
My parting words are, we have to pay more attention to our own data. So these days we give out a lot of information and we really have to be the beneficiaries of that information. So at any point in time, when you are giving out any sort of information, understand that you are giving a piece of yourself away and really just protect yourself in terms of how much information you are given. In the same vein, even though coming from a perspective of a data scientist, I'd like more information. So I also just say that anyone who is interested in any of these data science roles, you don't need to do a master's degree today to really start get going. There are lots of courses available online if you have the interest. And these days, there's not much hard work because a lot of things have been figured out. So if you have the interest, you can take courses on DataCamp, you can go to EDX, you can go to Coursera. Take one technical and one non-technical just to get a sense of the both areas. And then you don't need to go to school to get into this field. You can do this online on your own.
And I picked a point up on myself in there. When you said pick one technical and one non-technical, I felt that was really, really important because sometimes you start off, you just launch deep and you think it tends to be intimidating, you know? So you have to hear the softer side and also take the technical bit. So that's really important. Thank you again, Jeffrey. Thank you for all the points you shared. And I appreciate your time on the podcast today. Thanks to you, our listener, for listening to today's episode. In the spirit of community and finding answers together, I'll catch you on the next episode of Pointers and 10. Remember to share, subscribe, and leave us a review at anchor.fm/pointers-in-10. The same is linked in our show notes above.